From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Missouri officials have confirmed a fifth person has tested positive for coronavirus in the state. The Department of Health and Senior Services said late Saturday that the latest case involves a patient in Greene County and is travel-related. Officials are working to find anyone who had come in close contact with the patient. This is the second reported case in the Springfield area. Two cases have been reported in the St. Louis area and another in Henry County. According to the World Health Organization, the vast majority of people recover from the virus. People with mild illness recover in about 2 weeks. Those with more severe illness may take 3 to 6 weeks to recover. In response to the coronavirus, Governor Mike Parson said last night that his administration is strongly recommending public events with more than 50 people be canceled or postponed. Parson's recommendation follows federal health officials encouraging such events be halted in an attempt to slow the spread of COVID-19. Kansas City and St. Louis area officials say they are banning events with more than 50 people for 8 weeks following the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's recommendation. St. Louis area officials also recommended all K-12 schools close at least by Wednesday until further notice. Parson declared a state of emergency in regards to the coronavirus on Friday night. He says the decision was made to protect public health. He also says the CDC is sending more COVID-19 test kits to the state health department very soon. This will bring the total number of test kits in Missouri to 1,600. As of Friday, Parson said a total of 94 people in Missouri had been tested for COVID-19. The University of Missouri will hold all classes remotely through the end of the semester, with this week's classes serving as a soft launch. In a statement Friday evening, UM System President Moon Choi writes all in-person classes at its campuses in Columbia, St. Louis, Rolla, and Kansas City will be suspended. Plans for final exams and commencement are still pending. Dormitories and dining halls will remain open, as will the university's libraries, but recreation centers on all four campuses will close. On Sunday, Choi clarified that this week's classes would be a soft launch of the remote instruction, with no penalties for students for missed connections, tests, quizzes, or assignments. In a rare Sunday meeting, the House Budget Committee met to dedicate additional funds to fight the coronavirus pandemic in Missouri. The Columbia, Missourian reports lawmakers started the evening session by following the governor's recommendation to allow $13 million in COVID-19 response spending. The state is expecting to receive that money from the federal government. The money will go toward local health agencies and could also be used for testing and lab services. Police say five people, including an officer and a gunman, are dead after a shooting at a gas station in Springfield, Missouri. Police Chief Paul Williams said this morning the dead also included three citizens. The police received reports of someone firing shots from a car late last night. The car eventually crashed into a come-and-go station. Williams said the gunman entered the convenience store and began shooting. Officers Christopher Walsh and Josiah Overton arrived first and were shot. The chief says Walsh was killed and Overton suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Other officials who entered the store found three people and the gunman dead. The Missouri NAACP is calling for the state's top election official to resign. The NAACP asked for Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft to resign on Friday. The organization partly cited Ashcroft's recent criticism of Kansas City Mayor Quinton Lucas, who is black. Lucas said he struggled to vote Tuesday during the state's presidential primary and publicly criticized the process. That prompted Ashcroft to criticize Lucas. Ashcroft says Lucas could have voted if he wanted to, and that his complaints may discourage people of color from voting. The Missouri NAACP says Ashcroft is being dismissive of Lucas. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.